Hey, Megan, I just had the best idea.
What?
Do you want to do a podcast about Magic the Gathering?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I thought you were going to say bad idea, Maria. Your ideas always suck.
Bad idea, Maria. Your ideas always
this
blow.
This is what I didn't want. Oh, I was so close.
You were.
Wait, do you want to do it or do you not want to do it?
Nope, no way.
Well, too bad because I'm recording this conversation right now.
Damn it. So you're telling me I'm already part of a podcast?
Yes.
Balls.
I plan for every eventuality, including you saying yes, you saying no like you just did, you saying maybe, but with the caveat that I dress as a llama. So
wait, okay, yes, but with the caveat that you dress as a llama.
Yep, okay, I'll go put on the costume.
All right, you guys, we'll be back in a minute.
1 minute later.
Hey, everybody, welcome to a podcast. This is Magic the Amateuring.
Hi, I'm Maria dresses a llama.
Hi, my name is Megan, laughing about Maria dresses a llama.
This is more humiliating than I imagined.
Oh, well, afterwards, we're going to go for a walk downtown.
No, don't make me.
Yes.
Do I have to spit?
Yes.
Are you riding my back?
No.
Oh, okay.
People don't ride llamas. They just walk them around.
You're telling me nobody's ever once in their life ridden a llama?
Never.
No one in the history of the world has ridden on a llama?
No one. Their backs are too fragile.
Certainly no one has ridden on a llama while left-handed in a submarine.
Oh, that seems really unlikely.
Welcome to the show, you guys.
For a minute, you were so earnest about not going downtown that I almost felt like you were dressed in a llama costume. Like that we were having a legitimate conversation about that.
Oh my god.
I felt like you were actually dressed as a llama and you were like, Megan, please.
Don't make me go downtown. You should know that if I had the opportunity to dress as a llama, I would 100% want to go downtown.
Yes, and you would want to walk around downtown. My bad.
Oh, you guys.
Yeah, man.
We've been playing Magic now for 2 years.
Wow. What a journey.
Think of how much we've grown in 2 years. Me, probably like 4 inches.
Oh, yeah. Me, not so much. All my growth spurts came earlier in life.
Well,
so.
Yeah, I am 13. So we're here on this show to impart our Magic knowledge and lack thereof to you guys, the listeners, and hopefully give you one or two chuckle bellies while we're at it.
That's right. This is a show for players new to the game of Magic, returning players, and anyone who just likes to have a good old guffaw at some good old jokes.
Guffaw.
I said it.
You guys, we have a super great show for you coming up today. We're going to talk about the Fate Reforged pre-release.
Woohoo!
Wow. Awesome sauce.
Yeah, man.
Plus, there's been some bans. Cards have been banned. They've been put in prison.
Honk, honk.
Why are you honking?
I don't know. I thought I was trying to make like a woohoo equivalent.
But bad?
No, but like exciting, but like a different sound. And for some reason, honk is what came to mind.
It's like when you drive past protesters and you agree with these particular protesters,
yeah,
and you
honk. Honk, honk. Okay. Okay.
And we're going to do some movie pitches, Flavor Text Theater movie pitches with some Fate Reforged cards. You hear that? That's the sound of a Fate Reforged pack. Salty.
Maria, what are we talking about for the noobs today?
Card bans, Megan.
Wow, card bans, you guys. Sometimes wizards print a card and they're like wizards print a card.
Wizards print a card sounds like a business.
I was thinking wizards. I was saying it as if they're plural. The problem is that they're a singular plural word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I just Watsy prints a card.
That sounds better.
Yeah, as opposed to wizards print a card, which sounds like a bunch of wizards all get together and they all like stamp a card together.
I think it's like you can request whatever kind of card you want,
exactly.
Like birthday.
And wizards print it.
Just go to wizards print a card.
Watsy prints a card, and it's so powerful that it warps a format, which in this case means, in the case of like Modern, for instance, they'll say like, oh, it makes some decks so powerful that it makes other types of decks completely, like, it weeds them out. They disappear because they stand no chance against these
makes
decks.
Makes for some unfun environments.
Exactly.
Hey, do you think Wizards has ever banned a card just because it was too boring?
Yeah, it seems reasonable. They're just like, oh, yawn.
made a big mistake with that. Like, the only reason they make mistakes is if the card is too good. Were they ever like, this card is a piece of shit, I'm banning it, don't want to ever see it again.
We just want to pretend like we didn't make this card.
I think that's a legitimate reason
to ban cards. They should have the unprinted list, which is a list of cards that they're like, we wish we hadn't printed these. Please consider them unprinted. They're not banned. They're unprinted.
Whoa, that's somehow worse.
I know. It's hardcore.
Oh, wow. Well, this time around, the cards that got banned were banned from Modern. And we had some restrictions in Legacy
and Vintage. We had some bannings in Legacy and some restrictions in Vintage.
Oh, and restrictions in Vintage. Okay.
Yeah, ma'am.
Standard unaffected.
That is correct.
And Limited, do whatever the fuck you want, as usual.
As always.
What if they banned a card in Limited?
If you open it in the pack, you just have to, like, tear it off.
Like, seriously, what if it was so broken? Just kidding.
Well, the thing is,
I feel like that already happens.
It would have to be a common.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it would happen at such, like, it would be so infrequent that it wouldn't matter. It would
be the same as, like, opening a mythic that basically lets you win. It's like
Wingmate Rock. Yeah, right. Like, Wingmate Rock super blows to play against.
Right.
But, one, your opponent will only have one of them, probably. And two, only one of your opponents in a day might have it.
That'd be so weird if it was a common.
Wingmate Rock? That'd be such a mistake.
That would be the biggest mistake
anyone ever made in the history of ever.
Ever. Forget you, slavery.
Wingmate Rock was a bigger mistake.
I was just thinking, like, a common, that's not like Wingmate Rock, but somehow it enables some kind of weird niche deck to be entirely unbeatable so that, like, at least three people are trying to draft it. Oh, wait, that was Triplicate Spirits in M14.
Oh, God.
M15?
Fucking A. Whatever. Triplicate Spirits, was that a common? Yes. God damn it, it super was, wasn't yes. it?
Yes, remember we had a segment on the show called Better or Worse than Triplicate Spirits, and most and things lost.
The answer was always worse. It's always worse than Triplicate Spirits. Yep.
We just answered our own question. Like, I was like, I wonder if this ever happened. Yeah, wait, it kind of did.
It was Triplicate Spirits, and I hated it. I hated it.
If they just banned that card from M15, and they're like, you can't pick this in draft. Would draft have been better?
God, yes.
It would have. I agree. It would have
been. I hated Triplicate Spirits so much.
But then the white deck would have just probably pretty much sucked.
Yeah.
Interesting. We're getting real philosophical today. We haven't even mentioned what actually
got banned. We're getting there. I mean, we've had a really roundabout show so far. It took us like a good 3-minute segue intro.
Yeah, it was.
That we had with the whole llama business.
You're all welcome.
Yeah. So, cards that have been banned in Modern.
Yes.
Include Treasure Cruise.
Called it.
Because it was enabling Delver decks. Which was Delver of Secrets, which is a 1-mana 1/1.
P.S. Wait, yes. Continue. Talk about Delver.
Delver of Secrets is a 1-mana 1/1 from Innistrad. So it's one of those ones that flips. And so on your upkeep, if it was a 1-1 still, you would reveal the top card of your library. And if it was an instant or sorcery, then you would transform Delver of Secrets and became a 3-2 flyer.
By the way, he turns into a weird gross insect.
Yeah, it's called an insectile aberration.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's super gross.
Also, that card is bonkers.
It is bonkers, right? And so it was making these Delver decks so good because one of the problems with Delver is that, like, it had a hard time if their opponent stabilized, like, pushing through at the end. But, you know, Treasure Cruise, they can just, they delve away, they have so many. They have burn spells, they have cantrips, they have Gitaxian Probes, they have Thought Scours. They're just filling up their library left and right. So they can cruise just
for
no
one mana
problem.
All the time,
super early. And then they Treasure Cruise and draw three cards, and then all of a sudden the late game doesn't become such an issue because they can Treasure Cruise and just draw, you know, enough stuff to burn their opponent out or whatever else they need.
Treasure Cruise was so good, in fact, that nearly every single deck I played against in Omaha had Treasure Cruise in it, and many who had no such thing before had added it to their decks.
Yeah, that's like even so burn, right?
Right.
Burn is a deck in Modern, and did not play blue because it's just a bunch of burn spells. They added blue for Treasure Cruise because so good to be able to draw three cards.
One of the people I played against when I first got there, I was like, oh, I'm playing Boggles. And he's like, oh, are you playing with blue for Treasure Cruise? It was like one of the first questions I got. I was like, no, but you know what? I probably should be.
Yep. Everyone should have been playing Treasure Cruise.
Every single deck should have had it.
Right. And so Delver was becoming kind of oppressive, they felt. It was warping the format. It was making some decks just not viable, even some types of decks not viable. And so they were like, boot it.
What were they saying, that control was having a problem?
Honestly, since I don't play much Modern, I can't tell you specifically what decks.
Okay.
That would not surprise me, because again, right, if control is focused on one for one-ing you, and then you have such a powerful draw spell in Treasure Cruise, it suddenly becomes so hard for them to one for one you.
Sure.
Anymore. Because it's like, oh, I'll Abrupt Decay your Delver. However else I'm going to kill your Swift Spear, I'll kill it. But all of a sudden you Treasure Cruise and you draw three cards, and it's like, well, shit, man.
Yeah.
Like, how am I supposed to keep up with you?
I wonder if Wizards saw this coming when they printed Treasure Cruise.
I don't know. They did print it at common.
So it's a common. It is 7 blue.
Yeah.
Draw 3 cards.
Yep. Yeah. Basically, it reads blue, draw 3 cards.
That Delve. Because I can see it both ways. Some people were angry that Wizards even printed this. They're like, no matter how bad you try and make Ancestral Recall,
it's still Ancestral Recall. Right? They tried it before with Ancestral Vision, yeah. And they were still like, oh, whoops.
Oh, whoops, too good.
My bad.
So now they're like, we'll make it a little more worse. Oh, whoops. Still bad.
My bad again. That's still a great card.
Or do you think that they were like, you know what? This is probably going to be broke ass, but it'll be fun for a little while, so fuck it.
I don't think that that's how Wizards operates, at least from what I can tell. I think that they legitimately try... Like, you can look at the way, right, that they've basically tried to weed out combo. Combo decks, when they happen now, are an anomaly and a little bit of a mistake, right? Like, Jeskai Ascendancy, they were basically just like, whoops, we didn't see that shit coming. I mean, we're the ones who put untap all of your creatures on a card.
Oh, sick.
But we didn't see that one. Like, loot and untap all your creatures.
And
didn't
plus one, coming. Plus one.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But no big deal.
Because Wizards does have a way that they try and deal with this, by the way, if you don't know out there in listener land. They have something at Wizards called the Future League, where they have people inside Wizards playing decks from the future. Ooh. So they try and anticipate what kinds of decks will be in the format before we plebeians get a chance to play with the cards.
Yeah. So I think you can look at it in terms of, like, they've tried to, like, weed out combo. I think that they consciously try to make sure that things are fair. So I don't think that they could have... I feel like it's unlikely that they looked at it and they're like, we made a broken card. I think that they had to have known that it could potentially be a broken card.
Yeah, I don't see how you couldn't.
I don't know how you could look at that card and be like, yeah, everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, I agree.
There is a plausible way to make this cost one blue. Everything's gonna be fine anyways.
Yeah.
But I don't think that they foresaw it being the card that it is.
Another card they banned in Modern was Birthing Pod.
Yes. Actually, wait, can we talk about Dig Through Time?
Oh, first? Yeah, Dig Through Time. That makes
just
more
because
sense.
People have felt like, they're like, do you know what? No decks are really playing Dig Through Time right now. Or some are, but it's not nearly the card that Treasure Cruise is. And then their reasoning on their site was basically like, oh, we feel like if we just ban Cruise but we don't ban Dig Through Time, these decks that have been using Cruise will just be like, oh, okay, fine, I'll use Dig Through Time instead.
So Dig was not banned.
It was banned.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dig
I
Through
get it.
Time is banned in Modern.
All right. So they got rid of both of them.
Exactly. Because they were like, do you know what? We think that Dig will still be a problem.
I wish I would have banned these cards before I played in a Modern event. with a deck that did not use them. Okay, so both of those crazy, insane draw spells banned in Modern.
Yes. But then, yeah, the one that's crazy is Birthing Pod.
Birthing Pod. Gone. Yeah, goodbye. R.I.P.
And people have been speculating on them banning this card for a long, long time, right? I think it was just sort of like, oh, now is the time that it actually happened.
Yeah, I never played against... Wait, that's a lie. Yes, I did one round, but yeah. He did not win with Birthing Pod.
What did he win with?
Just some angels flying around, smacking me in the face.
Damn angels. did he ever, like, resolve a pod against you?
Yes.
Oh,
But
and he pod did he did, pod for things?
Never podded.
Oh, that's super weird.
Just angels made infinite angels.
Oh, he made infinite angels?
Yes.
That's fun.
I think it was with Kiki Jiki.
Yeah, that's a combo.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
So he was playing what's called Kiki Pod.
Yes, Kiki Pod. So it wasn't the birthing pod, but I mean, like, I would hear people grumble, fucking into play against pod again this round, pod, yeah. Winning all the time.
And I think that they were looking at that, and I think this is an argument that they use sometimes. It's why back when they banned Wild Nakadal, which got unbanned, I think the last banning mm-hmm. unbanning season or session, is that it made people only play that type of deck if they wanted to play a creature deck.
Yeah.
Or like kind of like a value deck, right? So if you wanted to play creatures, you're probably playing Pod.
Yeah.
Because why wouldn't you? It's just the best deck that has creatures in it.
It's interesting to note that bans are kind of fluid and flexible. Like you mentioned, Wild Nakadal was banned at one point.
Like the ocean.
And it came back.
Like the tide. The tide pulls out. A card is banned. The tide rolls in. It is unbanned again.
Such are the days of our lives. Pretty sure.
You slept with my husband.
Well, your Wild Nakadal bitten me.
Bitten? Your Wild Nakadal bitten me.
No, bit me.
I think you said bitten.
Did I?
I'm pretty sure you said bitten.
Weird. Okay. You guys, I would watch a magic theme soap opera real quick.
I'll sit down and write that.
Slap. Slap.
Anyways, so...
Brittany, how could you steal my legacy deck?
What did you expect me to do? I had no other choice.
I'm sorry your family is broke, but that factory belongs to me now.
Thousands of dollars in that deck. Thousands.
This is just a preview of what you can expect on Lifetime's new soap opera.
Days of Our Magic.
Days of Our Magic. General Magic Hospital.
Magic of Our Lives would be so,
so much better.
Days of Our Magic.
What was the one with the weird, creepy baby that was a puppet doll?
I have no idea, man.
Passions.
Oh, okay. I have never watched a soap opera in my life.
Oh, they're horrible, horrible things.
I watched telenovelas when I lived in San Antonio.
Telenovelas are hilarious.
They're the best. They're like better soap operas.
Yeah, I agree.
So, anyways, they just felt like, right, one, Pod had just won an absurd number of things. I think it was 5 out of the last 12 GPs.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. And it usually did make up it not only won, but made up a really large percentage of the field and a large percentage of the top 8. So I think they were just kind of like, you know what? We want to give some other decks room to thrive. We want to see what people will come up with to play if we take away Pod.
Give Peace a chance.
Exactly.
Peace is a deck that I have just recently invented, and it's gonna take over.
Is it just a Turbo Fog deck?
Yeah.
Gross. Gross. It's Maze's End.
It's Maze's End. So those are the bannings in Modern, y'all. Yeah.
They also unbanned Golgari Grave Troll.
He's coming back.
He's coming back. So sometimes they ban cards, and then sometimes they unban them later. Usually the unbanning will come in response to a banning. And sometimes they'll just be like, hey, maybe we jumped the gun on this. Let's give it a try. Let's sure. see what it does. So in this case with Golgari Grave Troll, it's a dredge card, which means that you can put six. It's dredge 6. You can put 6 cards from your library into your graveyard to put it back into your hand instead of drawing a card.
What's his stats on this guy?
Man, he has some sort of thing about counters equal the number of creatures in your graveyard.
Crazy.
I don't remember, man.
Well, he's a little grave troll, and you're gonna see his face around, so just keep that in mind, everybody.
Yeah, so who knows? And some people are saying, right, like, a lot of people have been like, okay, the deal with this Golgari Grave Troll is that either he's gonna be broken or he's just gonna be, like, pretty bad. So, Golgari Grave Troll costs 4 and a green, and he says, Golgari Grave Troll comes into play with a +1/+1 counter on it for each creature card in your graveyard.
Okay.
For 1, you can remove a +1/+1 counter from Golgari Grave Troll and regenerate him. Dredge 6.
okay, seems pretty good.
Yeah, man. So who knows? People are like, either this card is just going to be like super mediocre and not going to re-index, or there might be something busted about it. Who knows? We shall see. We shall see indeed.
So moving on to,
Legacy.
Legacy. All I could think of was vintage. Okay, moving on to Legacy.
Legacy.
Treasure Cruise, as we said, banned.
Banned, man.
In jail. Prison.
Like, banned. No.
They're giving it, it's got 24 hours to live, then lethal injection.
What the fuck?
Wizards doesn't mess around.
That's really disturbing.
I'm sorry. It's Oklahoma. Maria. It's basically Oklahoma. Maria, do they still do lethal injection there?
I mean, Texas. They do in Texas, they certainly do.
For sure.
It's a terrible place. It's a terrible place.
You're from Texas.
Yeah, I really love it, but I wouldn't have want to have murdered someone there.
Yeah, like, go to another state and kill. That's my motto. Yep.
Good motto.
That's the, is that the only thing they banned in Legacy?
Yes, they only banned Treasure Cruise.
And then again, restricted because of the shit.
They were like, Delver of Secrets in Legacy was in also Legacy becoming,
well? Okay.
Becoming a real problem. And they unbanned a card called World Gorger Dragon.
Sweet. That sounds like a sweet thing to come back.
So World Gorger Dragon is 3 red, red, red.
Oh, no problem.
Flying, comma, trample. comma, trample. When World Gorger Dragon comes into play, remove all other permanents you control from the game. All of them.
What?
All of them. All other permanents you control from the game.
They're gone. They're all not even... Oh my god, they're gone.
When World Gorger Dragon leaves play, return the removed cards to play under their owner's control.
What's his power and toughness?
7/7.
Sick.
3 red, red, red. Creature, Nightmare Dragon.
Nightmare Dragon?
He's a Nightmare Dragon. That's what it says.
That's almost as good as the Nightmare Horse.
Nightmare Horse.
Nightmare Horse, funnier, but Nightmare Dragon, Nightmare pretty Dragon. Close.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
And then they restrict the shit out of Treasure Cruise in Vintage.
Oh my god. Do you guys realize how crazy that is? You can play that is crazy shit in Vintage.
I mean, like, what's restricted in Vintage? Like, Black Lotus.
Yeah, man.
That's
shit like that.
That's weird.
Shit like that.
Treasure Cruise is upper echelon.
Yeah, man.
Whoa.
Upper echelon. You can only play one of them in your Vintage deck.
That's this card. This card.
They fucked up bad.
Yeah, they did. So, you guys, there was a pre-release this past weekend. Raise your hand if you went.
Oh, yeah. I hope you're raising your hand.
I hope you're raising both your hands unless you're driving.
Woohoo!
Keep those hands on the wheel.
Keep your hands on the wheel. I know that a couple of listeners tweeted us at us that they were going to their first pre-release.
Yes.
High fives to all of them.
High fives.
Double
to those
high fives
people.
To high all
fives
of the people.
To everybody else who sent us pictures of your pre-release decks.
Oh, yeah. That was super sweet,
love
man.
That.
It looked real good. Everybody looked like
everybody
they
else,
were.
You're on notice.
Where the fuck are pictures?
Where's our pics?
Consider this a picture ransom note.
Tweet them at us, postmortem at MTAcast, and we'll let you off the hook, maybe.
Otherwise, Maria's going to take you to a state outside of Texas and murder you.
Probably Maine, because nobody suspects Maine, right? Unless it's, unless
nobody,
it's a Stephen King novel.
Nobody suspects Maine of murder?
Yeah, like if you're like, I'm gonna murder a dude, and you had to guess which state that was gonna happen in, Maine would be the last state you would guess.
I thought you were saying, like, if someone dies in Maine, they just assume that it's not murder.
They think it's natural,
like,
causes.
No,
well, I must have slipped on the ice. What? That's not a Maine accent.
And shot himself. Why are there British people in Maine?
They're just expats, but they've adopted the Maine sensibility.
Oh, makes sense.
Oh, God. Okay, pre-release. Love pre-releases. They're the most fun time in Magic,
I agree.
In my opinion.
They're a real great time.
And this was a crazy time because we had a small set, Fate Reforged, but we had many, many packs of it.
Oh, my God. So many packs. We had
5
seated booster, which was mostly Fate Reforged, but it had some cards from cons.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I got a banner and I got a Soul Titan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's true.
But then it had 4 Fate Reforged packs.
1 cons pack.
And 1 cons pack.
That 1 cons pack looked real sad in that box, by the way.
I felt like it was the glue, and I could have used more glue.
Oh, I definitely need more glue. I need
more glue.
Cons is the glue. Wizards is trying this thing because more people want to play with new cards, obviously, at a pre-release.
Because it's real fun.
Yeah, but the problem becomes that these sets were not really meant to be played this way.
Yeah, they're not meant to be played all by themselves. They're not even meant to be played as the bigger puzzle piece. They are meant to be played as the smaller puzzle piece.
So when we play sealed in this format, are we, how many packs of each are we getting?
I want to say it's 4 and 2.
Okay, that sounds about right. It might be 3 and 3,
but I want to say it's 4 and 2.
All right, I'll try and find out for you.
Well, there you go, guys.
So we both went to some pre-releases. I went to 2. Mm. They're my most mediocre pre-releases I've ever done.
Yeah, I haven't had a pre-release this mediocre since, I think, Dragon's Maze.
I was 2-2 in both of my events, and one of them, I do think I built my deck correctly. I had left out a couple bombs to streamline it, because they were out of my colors, but I think I should have bent it to include them. Mm-hmm. But in the other instance, I think that that's just the way it was. Because I went OBS on my first pre-release, I... Mm-hmm. Had some of those 2/1 Beastmasters that allow you to draw a card if you're the creature with the biggest toughness.
Ooh.
On the battlefield at your upkeep. However, without cons packs...
I'm so proud of you wanting to draw cards.
I know. I'm growing.
It brings happy tears to my eyes.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so I like, obviously this card is good. Obviously this card is like a must kill unless you are putting out bigger butted dudes. Mm-hmm. And I had a couple of them. But the problem was that we didn't have any cons, which supplies us with things like reliable 2/2s in green, and also just like plain old 2/2s, but also the 0/5 wall, mm-hmm. which this deck definitely wants. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of butt punches. Sorry, booty battles. Booty battle. We were having this fight on Twitter. Everybody get on Twitter at MTAcast. Vote for what you want this card to be called. Grim Contest. Where creatures deal damage to each other based on their butt toughness. So do you want it to be called A, Booty Battle, B, Butt Fight, C, Butt Punch?
Yeah.
Please tweet at us with the hashtag...
Butt Fight.
No, it's one of the options! It can't be one of the options.
Oh,
I know the hashtag. Grim Contest.
Okay, I like that hashtag.
And then
hashtag Grim Contest.
Whatever wins, we'll announce on the next show.
Yeah,
that is the new name of Grim Contest. Again, the options are A, Booty Battle, B, Butt Fight, C, Butt Punch.
Okay, I know what I'm voting.
Okay,
Butt Punch all the way.
So,
that Butt Punch was a real blowout.
I had so many booty battles in my deck. I had 2, but I did not have any butt to make them work. So my deck was just kind of like lost, floating in the sea. I had no other options, literally no other options for a deck. I had to make this thing, but it was just not what it should be. And I went in like this is the worst sealed deck I have ever built. And I was like, well, whatever. We'll just try it. But I think that was just because we didn't get enough cons. Anyway.
Yeah. I agree. I said, too much collage paper, not enough glue.
Yep. What clan did you pick, Megan?
I picked Sultai.
Oh.
Mostly because I was the second to last person to sign up. It was either that or Abzan, and I went Abzan at the cons pre-release, so I was like, I want to try something different.
Yeah.
So anyways, I was pretty excited still to play Sultai. I mean, I like Sultai, but I don't know if I should have been playing Sultai or if I should have gone for like a really reasonable Jeskai aggro deck that I had. My Sultai deck was expensive. It had some powerful cards. I had Tasigur, the super pale dude.
Oh, super pale and shirtless.
Yep. But that's a pretty sweet card. If you didn't know his activated ability is 2 hybrid green, and then 2 hybrid green black, and then you put the top 2 cards of your library into your graveyard, and then your opponent picks a non-land card for you to put back into your hand.
Sick.
So you're basically drawing a non-land.
Yep.
No matter what, it's just pretty sweet. I'm trying to think. I had wild call, the green X that you manifest and put X counters on it.
Oh yeah,
which is pretty sweet.
I like that card.
I had the the huge fucking mastodon that bolsters 5 when he comes into play.
Oh, sweet. Did you ever make a 10-10 with him? With him when he was the only dude?
No, but I had a cloud form, which is the...
Oh, nice. So I made a
7-7 hexproof flyer.
Seems good.
And then my opponent scooped.
Speaking of scooping...
Yeah.
I played a game at my second pre-release where I was teamer because I decided why try and deny my true feelings, which are in love with teamer, and just play it. Where I was playing against this guy who had somehow managed to completely gum up the board with that stupid 3-7 cutest card.
Oh.
I can't call him stupid because he's so cute.
Silumgar.
But he's such a bitch to play against.
Yeah, man, that dragon's ridiculous.
It's basically like, oh, I can't do anything. So I just sat there, just continued to play cards out, and I'm like, I don't think I have an out. And he just kept hitting at me with this, that 2-1 unblockable lemon meringue pie guy. And I was like, well, this will just be my slow death, and I should just scoop. I should just scoop. But then I drew a miracle because he was like at 9 or something.
Not an actual miracle.
No.
Because.
I should be more clear.
Because.
On a magic
those
podcast.
Those have not been around since.
Teamer Charm, which made all of his creatures with power 3 or less unable to block. So I swung for like 10 billion.
Aw, shit.
But he had so many dudes on the board, including all the stuff in my graveyard, because he cast that one card, that 7-8-9 mana black spell that takes all of my creature cards from my graveyard and puts them as manifests over on his side.
Wow. This dude was deep.
Oh, yeah. He was going deep. And anyway, that's the card that saved me. So the lesson is, don't scoop, kids.
Man, never scoop.
Make him kill you.
Always make him kill you. So I felt like I was so hesitant because going aggro in sealed.
Yeah, it's very risky.
It's such a risky thing. And I think it's really something that I only do when I feel like I have no better option. But really, I felt like my deck... While it had some really powerful cards, they were all kind of expensive. It was a little clunky, and I didn't have good removal. My pool had, you know, I was playing black, which usually has some pretty good removal. And I had like a Sultai Charm, and that was about it. It's
gross.
I'm trying to think. I think I had one other thing. Like I also had a Grim Contest or something. I had like a Typhoid Rat, so if it was on the ground, I could trade with something on the ground. So that was,
did you have any cards that you thought were overperformers for you that you're like, this card rocked my socks and I wasn't expecting it?
Let me look through my deck.
Sure. Well,
I will
do
tell
that.
You about the first guy that I played had an insane teamer deck because he played
dream.
Okay, so we were playing like a long drawn out game, right? I had actually stabilized. I was starting to gain control, and I had like the 2/6 that mills both players for 3 because I was using, I did have a lot of delve spells. And a lot of his stuff had 2 toughness. He had a lot of like Alpine Grizzlies, that sort of thing.
Sure. At 2/6, not always bad, especially with some Grim Contests.
Yeah, exactly. And then he slams the 4/2, the red 4/2 that for 4 mana, you can draw a card for every creature with power 4 or greater. Right, we're at the end of our hands. We each have like one. It's like late in the game. We both have barely. It's like his last card. He slams it and has enough mana to activate it. And he has 4 creatures with power 4 or greater.
Oh, sick!
And he draws 4 cards. And then the next turn he plays Yasova Dragonclaw, the one that's like gain control. Oh, it just went really downhill from there. Really downhill from there.
Wow, I wish that was my deck.
It was pretty sweet.
Speaking of cards that overperformed, for me, one was what I've nicknamed Bounce Bird, and I would like everybody to start calling it Bounce Bird.
I was not sure about Bounce Bird, but I also had one, and I also was quite pleased.
Loved Bounce Bird. I don't even know what its stupid real name is.
Bounce Bird!
But it's Bounce Bird now. I only ever put a 1/1 counter on it once.
But
I think I'm gonna forget, basically I'm gonna forget in the future that you can do a counter, because I'm just always gonna want to bounce with this bird and get a 2/2. It's pretty sweet.
Bounce bird,
love Bounce Bird. A card I'm still kind of out on in, after playing in my deck is the 2-mana 4/1 Frostwalker, which looks like a baby Eldrazi. So it's a 4/1 for 2 but it dies if it becomes a target of a spell or ability. So this is kind of a tough call on a teamer deck. So teamer decks want four drops, obviously, to enable Ferocious. But the reason they want to enable Ferocious is to use cards like Savage Punch and get +2/+2 when you Savage Punch something. Or other various bonuses that usually include targeting your guy. So I was...
Don't you target him.
Don't target him, he's gonna die. I had a situation where I had 3 Frostwalkers in my deck because I wanted to give him a try.
Oh my god, you were really giving him a try.
I was, and this was my dilemma. More Frostwalkers, or I put in that 5/7/6/7 Jeskai dragon with Vigilance. My colors were teamer, but I could have splashed white. But I was like, no, Maria, don't do it. Let's try and get consistent over this crazy bomb. I had 2 of the dragons as well.
Wow.
I think that in the end, that was the wrong choice.
I had no dragons. I had 2 Lava Axe dragons. I had 2 common Lava Axe dragons. Those are my only dragons. It's like, this blows.
Just wait for the next set, Megan. It's going to be only dragons.
What?
Prediction. So I had this hand.
1/1 dragons, 2/2 dragons, 1/3 dragons.
I think that would be awesome.
4/2 dragons.
All dragons.
Dragons all over the place.
I had 4 cards in my hand. Literally 4 cards that would have interacted with my creatures to his creatures to kill or do something. But I couldn't do anything because it was a fucking Frostwalker. One of them included where you need to bounce one of your creatures to your hand and one of his creatures to his hand. I forget what that one's called.
I didn't know that was a card.
Okay. Yes, it has Delve. It's a good card. Bounce one of their dudes, bounce one of yours. Okay. Very good, especially with Manifest. But that little Frostwalker, son of a bitch.
Damn, man.
I think, you know, in a draft, I think he'll be stronger. Obviously. Because,
Yeah, here are a couple that I was quite impressed with. Ethereal Ambush.
Oh, I loved Ethereal Ambush.
Which is 3 green, blue, manifest the top 2 cards of your library at instant speed.
So sick.
Holy shit, man. You can really have some blowouts with that.
Were you sad?
And you're like, make some 2/2s, bitch.
When you had like your bomb spell that was not a creature manifested?
I did. Let's see. There was one time, like I said, my only removal was basically like the only unconditional one was like Sultai Charm. There was one time when I manifested Sultai Charm and I was just like, shit.
Yep.
No good. But that actually leads me to my next card, which I think is just so flipping good. Teamer Sabretooth. He's the 2 green, 4/3, and for 1 and a green, you may return another creature you control to its owner's hand. If you do, it gains indestructible until
that card is disgusting.
It is.
Lee awesome.
It is so good. It is quite good. And there was one time, again, my games were all long and drawn out because I ended up making this control deck. I think I should have made Jeskai Aggro, but I made Sultai Control. Because that's who I am. And let's see, I had Cloud, whatever, Cloud Form. So I had this 2/2 flyer, and I had manifested my Sandstep Mastodon, or whatever, the 5/5.
Oh,
but it says when it enters the battlefield, yeah. So if I flip it, it's not going to get counters. So I play. I draw a Teamer Sabretooth, and I use it to bounce Mastodon back to my hand. And I play Mastodon.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, man. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So anyways, Teamer Sabretooth. Good card.
So yeah, we got a few cards the jury's still out on. I'm also not sure about the 0/2 mana dork in green, which creates green or double green if you have Ferocious.
What? That's good.
You probably love it with your frickin' 7 drop.
Yeah, I would. It's a good card.
I suppose it'll be better if you are able
Imagine if you go turn 2 that guy, turn 3, like Alpine Grizzly. And then you're just making mana for days.
Then you would have 5 manas on turn 4.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Math. Math.
So yeah, some other interesting cards that I saw but did not get to play with. First, I want to just quickly mention the dash mechanic. Can deal you about 10 billion damage out of absolutely nowhere.
Oh my god, the last round I just got twice in a row. I played against someone, my opponent had 2 of the dash dragon in their deck.
Oh, sick.
So it was both games, turn 5, dash dragon. And I was just like, I was murdered.
Oh, I was that so dead. Card will just
fucking nothing I could
rip
do about
out your
it.
Throat and munch on it for lunch.
I was like, okay, yep, that's fair.
Dash, yeah. I mean, I definitely had some games where they were like, I'm going to dash in this and dash in this. You're going to take 10. And I was like, all right. It's like, a risky situation. And of course, the rares in that deck, that like the dash creature that makes 2/1s when he attacks, like, give me a break. Who did I write down here? Oh, Orc Sure Shot. I think that's a basic bomb. When you put another creature into play, all your opponent's creatures get -1/-1.
Target creature gets -1/-1.
It's not all of them?
No, it's not all of them. That would be broken.
You need to make me sure.
Trust me, I played with it.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, sick.
Otherwise, it would be just better Doomwake Giant.
Yeah, that's true. Also, Executioner, whatever the black card was, he's like a 3/1, and both players have to sacrifice a creature when you play him.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah.
I think he was pretty solid as well.
I saw someone play, what's the black guy for 1 and a black? He's a 1/1. I just said that black guy.
Yep. I heard it. We all heard it, Megan.
He's a 1/1 for 1 and a black. And when he dies, you get to manifest the top card.
Great. Great.
So I saw someone play that into the guy that makes you sack creatures. So they got to sack that and then manifest a card. It was pretty good.
Value town. Yeah. Tell us what your guys is overperformers, underperformers, and, just middle of the road cards were. Tweet at us at MTAcast. You could be follower 1,100 because we're real close.
That is true. We're real close. Although someone unfollowed us today.
Whatever.
We're at 1,098 now. We were at 199 earlier. I'm just saying. Someone decided that we're not good enough to follow. I don't care.
You guys, Megan is having a meltdown. I'm fine. Get your ass on Twitter right now before she freaks out.
I'm fine. Shut up. I'm fine.
Flavortext Theater presents Movie Pitches.
Say what?
The game where we take cards from a favorite porch pack and we rip them randomly and make up movie pitches based on the title or the flavor of the card and pitch them to each other. Get ready, TLC. No, that's a horrible network. Why did I choose that? Get ready, Turner Classic Movies, because we're about to give you some motherfucking classics. All right.
That's the tagline for Turner Classic Movies. Turner Classic Movies, motherfucking classics. They really tried to get hip.
Yeah. Ooh, with younger, spirit token.
With younger generations.
Mm. Windsguard Craig, get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, Windsguard Craig could be a great movie title. Fuck.
Okay, so Windsguard Craig stars Daniel Craig.
Yep, it absolutely does.
And it's about him. It's Hidalgo. It's just straight up, it's Hidalgo again.
I was gonna make it the new James Bond movie set in Afghanistan.
Oh, that works. That's basically Hidalgo also.
Okay, got it. All right, I'm gonna spread out these cards here. Let's see if there's a good one. Oh, that's okay.
Okay, Maria, I have a movie for you.
Yeah.
It's a war drama.
Oh, nice. Right? All right.
And it's about, we're going to make it a futuristic war drama.
Okay.
And our planet has been invaded by an alien species.
Oh, no.
And we've taken all of our weapons and we've put them in one final safe space.
Seems like a bad idea.
And we've all retreated into this one final safe space where we have all of our final defenses gathered for one last gigantic Throw all the shit against the wall. Fight against the aliens.
Okay, what do you call it?
Cached defenses.
We're really stupid. We're stupid in the future.
We are. We just consolidate.
How about this movie? It's like a wacky college comedy. Mm-hmm. And oh my god. Okay, so there's a kid in high school who has a really bad lisp and kind of like speech disorder. Aww. And he's kind of a nerd and like everybody picks on him because he can't say words right. But he's super smart and funny. And if he just takes out those glasses, he's going to be really sexy. But nobody knows this until he gets a foreign exchange student to stay at his house from Germany. And she's obviously a super sexy chick. And she gives him a makeover and takes off his glasses. And all the guys in, you know, school are like, I want to date this chick. But who ends up with her? This kid. And Also, shit. I forgot a very important part of this movie. He's a twin brother.
What's it called?
They're siblings, but they both have speech impediments, and they're a host family.
I'm so confused so, and curious.
The title of this movie is Sibzig Host. Sibzig Host. They're trying to...
Sibling.
Yes, to say sibling. Sibzig Host.
Oh my god.
Sibzig Host.
Also, I just want to throw a shout out to Guys in Glasses.
Yeah, man. Guys in Glasses.
Sometimes you put on a pair of glasses and you become more attractive.
That's a good point. I would say usually 98% of the time that's the case.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is... Have you ever seen, like, Waking Ned Divine?
No.
Fuck you.
What the heck? I've never even heard of it.
So it's like a family drama. It's a country family drama. And
sounds horrible. I just got the stare of death.
And it's about a family whose mother has passed away. And they're all really sad, and she leaves them a long last wish about how she wants to be taken back to her homeland. This is for you. It's in Wales. Maybe she was yes. Welsh, and she wants to be buried in Wales where her parents are buried.
Megan, you're describing a movie about Wales. It's called Patagonia, and it has this plot line. Anyway, continue.
Shut up.
Serious.
And so it's kind of like a dramedy because they get into some antics while they're trying to get to Wales with their mother's body. They're not supposed to be able to.
Have you seen this movie?
Take a dead person into Wales.
Oh my God.
Welsh comes there, so they have to like sneak it in.
It's a great movie.
And it's called Return to the Earth.
Seriously, watch Patagonia. Won't be disappointed. Very good. Weird. It's all in Spanish and Welsh. It's kind of cool. This next movie is is a romantic comedy as well, but it's a dark romantic comedy because it features the reanimated corpse of Julia Child. She's come back to life looking for love. She falls in love with her camera guy on her new show on the Food Network called The Dead French Chef. And
wait, she has a cooking show called The Dead French Chef?
Yes, because... She's now reanimated corpse. But she's falling in love, and the guy's like, I can't marry you. I'm sorry. My family's from Italy. There's no way.
We're against reanimated dead people.
No, he's like, I just can't marry you in America because I'm going back to Italy.
Oh.
Anyway, Julia Child's like, don't worry. I'll marry you and go to Italy. I end up going to Italy, and she gets a food show there. The title is called Whisk Away. It's a pun. Whisk. Do you get it?
I get it. Okay, what's that movie of Brooke Shields? Fatal Attraction?
Yes.
This is the sequel. It's called Ruthless Instincts.
So good. Oh, War Flare. That's just basically a new show on Fox.
Okay, you remember that story arc in The X-Files where Scully is pregnant with some sort of alien baby?
Yes.
So it's like that. But it keeps changing. It's like a changeling baby instead.
Oh,
so
sick.
They never know exactly like what shape the baby is inside her. It's called Formless Nurturing.
I'd watch that movie.
That would be so fucking
Did you know
weird.
That Fox is apparently in talks to bring back X-Files? Anyway, Fox, if you're listening, do it. Teamer Battle Rage, also a new show on the Fox Network.
What? You didn't give any pitch for it whatsoever.
No, I didn't have it in my blood. I've got a rare. I'm trying to make a good one for a rare.
Okay. So how many movies have there been now in the Shrek series? Like four.
Really?
Yeah, like four or five. There have been a lot. So this is a movie about how they come back to all the people who work on Shrek. And they're all just like, fuck you. No, we won't do another movie. But this series has made so much money. They're like, we're just going to make a movie about all of you refusing to make this movie. It's called Defiant Ogre.
Oh, my movie is actually a TV miniseries. It's the cast of Little Home on the Prairie, Little House on the Prairie.
They thought of it as their home, though.
They did. Little House on the Prairie. But instead of being a calm, peaceful family, they just have a lot of guns and shoot people in the face.
Oh.
It's called Frontier Siege.
Nice.
And they always choose dragons.
Well, you guys, that has been a show indeed.
It has, in fact. That's not a lie. It has been a show.
It's a show. It's a show for reals. For it's a show, show faux show.
Hey, thanks for listening, you dumb butts. If you want to listen more, go to our website, magicthamateurin.com.
Yeah, if you want to see our tweets, go to @MTAcast or send us an email at magicthamateuring@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you want to find us on the interwebs besides our website, magicthamateuring.com, as previously stated, check us out at mtgcast.com, where you can find a bunch of other magic podcasts, much like ours, or much unlike ours, whatever your taste may be.
Yeah. Maybe you listen to us and you're like, that's gross. All I need of that.
Well, maybe you'll find something more to your taste on MTGcast.
No, I'm saying that they like us, but they couldn't ever listen to another podcast like us.
Oh, we
fulfill the quota of the type saying. That we are.
Correct.
We are yep. so much of us that there can be no more us in their lives.
You can also find us on themeatery.org, which is run by our local LGS, Mead Hall Games. We're both on there. It's a social network for Magic players. And Megan writes articles for them. And there could be some more exciting news coming your way about that in the future.
Say what?
Yeah, man. Just keep that in your hat. Keep that under your hat. You can also... what am I trying to say? What's the word I'm looking for? Donate. Donate to the show. Directly on patreon.com/mtacast. Thank you, everybody, who's donated so far. We're getting a few new members every show, and it's just wonderful to have you guys in the family. We've got sweet rewards for you guys to just throw a buck our way every episode, as much as 10 bucks our way every episode, like one crazy listener we have. Thank you, Ben Grave. Oh, anyway, that's our show this week. I hope you've enjoyed listening to us in your bathtub, like I'm imagining you are.
You're imagining our listeners in their bathtubs?
No, all of our listeners in one bathtub.
Okay. Okay. I can't. I'm done. Good night, everybody.
Okay.
And good luck.
Okay.